Hey guys, I'm going to start answering all your marketing questions and concerns on here. I'm going to give you quick bite-sized actionable marketing strategies and tactics that will help you attract new patients immediately and grow your practice. Every Monday, a short episode will come out, and each month we will be covering a topic. Topics like ground marketing, Google AdWords, internal marketing, reputation management, and more. And I will have experts, agencies, and professionals give us step-by-step instructions you can easily implement. What you're listening to will be actionable steps you can do today. No strings attached. And then you will see the results. So without further delay, let's get into our Monday morning marketing episode. Hey, Rochelle. So talk to us. Tell me one or a couple video marketing strategies that you know can definitely help other practice owners out if we were to implement it today.
I think I would have to say the number one is to be ruthlessly consistent. And I think that's where people know you're going to upload every week. They're going to start looking for that consistency more than they even consciously realize. So instead of being really sporadic about it, putting it up here and there, create some sort of schedule that's doable that you can keep up with. If that's once a month, if that's once a day, depending on your whole situation, once a week, because that consistency in general in marketing is a big piece. So I would say that's probably number one. The second I would say is to provide some reason for them to watch your videos. So provide value. There's a quote that I love by Gary Vaynerchuk. He says, the person who gives value first has the leverage. If you're giving some value to them, whether it's humor to make them laugh while you're still talking about your product, or is it tips and tricks that they want to learn from you? Or is it tips that they want to give to their viewers that they can use from your content? But always think, why would they want to watch this? So it's not just an ad. It's something providing value for them to give them a reason to watch it and to come back again to watch it again when you are consistent, to keep realizing there's a reason to watch these videos. These two are the biggest pieces for me that I would suggest doing that sometimes people don't really think about because they think about things as an ad. But you got to put yourself in the shoes of the viewer. So if it's coming off too commercial, sometimes people tune out, which is also why I like certain content, you know, if it's more down to earth versus super polished, you'd be surprised that people turn to the unpolished things, photos and video in general, and give it more attention. So even some influencers will stop like doing things so perfectly and they do more behind the scenes vlogging, really kind of casual, I would say. But if you're consistent, people will follow you if you give value. And if you think about the content itself, those three. The last thing I would say probably is to put some sort of hook in your subject line or your title or however you're going to introduce that video, if it's a caption in your post, but then also get them hooked immediately. So however your video starts should be something, not a cliffhanger necessarily, but something that immediately gets their attention, because really you have very little time to get them hooked and to even keep them watching. So I would keep it short and sweet, provide value and be consistent, things like that. Get their minds hooked on either your funny title, like emails, if you have a funnier subject line or more clever wording, people will tend to open it up. So I would say keep that, put a hook in the text, in the video, in the title, or however you can, and then it will just keep people watching.
Gotcha. I like that. I like how you said like ruthlessly consistent. To you, in your opinion, what would be like the best schedule to roll out videos, and like where should we be placing these videos, on every single social media platform or like the best ones, or what do you think?
That's a really good question. Actually, if you take into consideration like Instagram, one thing I've always said is reels right now are really big. And if you look at Instagram and Facebook, since they're combined basically, but if you're specifically looking at reels on Instagram, any sort of product that Instagram is promoting or is new or they're trying to market themselves. So right now they're really trying to focus on reels, live stories and story videos, things like that. So if you play into the game of this is what they're going to focus on, you're going to get pushed into the algorithm a little bit further than if you just post a regular photo. And video content in general gets more attention on social media. So I would say if you're on social like Facebook and Instagram, I would definitely focus on your stories and your reels and even IGTV, which is kind of a little slower than reels is being focused on. But reels, I'd say, was very, very number one, and being consistent about that as well, because there's so many people watching those right now because Instagram is pushing it. So I'd probably say Reels is number one, and then into your stories, and then IGTV.
Gotcha. Okay. On Instagram, when it comes to the Reels, we want to be consistent, right? So like every day, or what do you think is best?
That's a good question, sir. If you have it in you and you have the time, the ideal would be every day. And some people go multiple a day. So that's a lot of content. It really just depends on what you can do. But my suggestion would be as much as you can handle, you know, without it being too much, within whatever you're doing, but as much as you can handle, the ideal would be definitely daily and even more than once daily if you can do it. But they're short. They're 15 seconds. So you can do a batch filming where you're filming a lot longer, but you're cutting it into chunks. So you're not feeling like you're having to do, you know, three different reels a day. You're creating one maybe on Friday. You create like all the reels for a week. You film three different subjects and you break it up into those 15 seconds. So it's not overwhelming if you think about it in that bite-sized portion, but I would definitely say daily is a big one. But again, you have to realize if you start that, keep that going because people are going to start expecting that. But daily for sure would be my highest suggestion.
Okay. So on Instagram Reels, we want to post daily if possible, or just be consistent with whatever we can. Now, you mentioned post the best value out there for a dentist. And this is why I love that you're on, because we're both like in the same position. We're not clinically in dentistry, right? We're not like, oh, okay, here's tooth number four. You know what I mean? We kind of have the outside, or you have the outside view of like, that's not what the general, like, you're just going to get more dentists following you if you post that. So to you, what's the best value you think a dentist can provide on Instagram? Like what should they be posting, or what would make you like, I want to keep watching this?
That's a good question. I would say, honestly, the two things I tend to seem to get drawn to are before and afters of their work. That's always really intriguing to me. And also them talking about things and being kind of letting us in their world, even if they themselves or their team are talking and showing things behind the scenes. I think behind the scenes, but also showing those before and afters, or showing some sort of procedure of why they do certain things and the effect it has on people, kind of educating and showing, because you're doing a video, it's very visual, showing the benefits of certain procedures they do and kind of breaking it down, showing their team, showing the behind the scenes, and it kind of puts a face to them. So if you go online and you're looking for a dentist, this is the place where they could go if you have a social media link, and they would go and get to know you in a way. It's kind of like your way of touching base with people, because people respond to that. So I think putting your face in front of the camera, even if you're just talking about a procedure and showing a couple of pictures, or even just talking about it in general, there's a lot you can cover really. And more and more and more of behind the scenes would be an ongoing content that I would for sure say dentists should do. And keeping in mind that the general populace doesn't understand some of this and they enjoy learning more about it, especially if they're thinking about doing it or wanting to understand more about dentistry in general. So just get educated by them.
Gotcha. In your eyes, what would be too commercial? What would be something where you're like, not only does this not provide value, but like swipe, like, you know what I mean? I want to see something else.
I think if you do, you know, too much just text and music, it's not really a person there. It's kind of like a slideshow, just impersonal. If you look at it and it's more like not really about them, it's just general. I would say if you can look at something and you can't tell where it's coming from other than their logo, then I wouldn't do that. I would say, you know, put your own spin on it. And so that way it does feel more personal. It doesn't feel like an ad. And anybody talking to the camera really is not going to feel like an ad unless you film it, you know, super polished, which nobody's really going to have time. For Reels are more casual anyway. So if we go back to talking about Reels, I think if you don't put yourself in front of it and you make it really kind of plain where it's nondescript for you, I would say that would come off like an ad, and immediately people are not going to continue to watch.
Yeah. Gotcha. So not make it come off like a, almost like recorded on your phone. You know what I mean? Just make it happen on there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you talk about putting a hook in your subject line or a hook in the video immediately, how fast do you have to get someone hooked in the video? So I know when, for example, we all watch YouTube, right? And then you click on skip ad pretty quick. But sometimes there's like a really, I guess that's what the hook is, when you're like, maybe let me just watch a little bit, 5 more seconds.
Exactly. I think you have to keep in mind, you probably have like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's really competitive. But if you think about if something catches your eye, you do kind of keep watching.
What would be, in your opinion, the best hooks like a dentist can utilize or you've seen?
I would say whatever they immediately start talking about, I would put it in one sentence quickly about what you're going to say. It's almost like you're summing up, you know, I'm going to talk about this. And have you ever wondered why people get this procedure? And just some sort of question would get some thinking, almost like you're intriguing them to be like, hey, you know, why do people get veneers, or why do they do this, or why do we do that, or whatever you can say, like almost like a question or some sort of, if you're going the humor route, obviously you would immediately like show that it's funny, and that's going to be a hook in itself. Obviously not everybody's going to be funny. That's difficult. But if that's your thing, I would go with that. If it's not, I would say, I would probably ask a question so that they're kind of waiting to hear the answer, and you're going to explain the answer right after that. But you definitely just have seconds, because everything is so inundated. But if you get them, then they usually will watch the whole thing. You just have to kind of catch them right away and keep that in mind. Don't think you're going to catch them in the middle. You got to catch them in the very, very beginning.
Yeah. How does Gargle help with that? Because it sounds like, okay, I can record at least like 15 seconds out of the day or out of 2 days, but then to come up with something, right? And for it to be creative, and then for it to like capture the attention, does Gargle help with all of that?
Yeah, Gargle, we have a really strong team, especially with social media, where this is what we do. We know how to manipulate everything, and we can guide you. So even though our clients will create certain content, because obviously we're not always around them, that they'll send us, we give them some guidance on what type of photos to send us or captions or what to focus on for content. But then we post everything for them. Say we're creating an ad for them on social media that is a video, we would actually be creating that content for them. So it really is kind of taken off of their shoulders. So we get some custom personal content of their faces. They'll send us pictures or short videos, and then we control posting that for them, creating ads for them that are specifically for them. But understanding that the people handling your social media and all this content are people that really understand what they're doing. I don't think that most people in most professions have nothing to do with marketing, like dentistry. Really, there's no reason for them to fully understand marketing. And I don't think they have time, even if they do. So I think that that's where we come in, is that we can add all these things like the hook and the great subject line, or the, you know, on the mailer, like great graphics and things that catch people's attention, because that's our job, is to catch people's attention for them. Mm-hmm. So that's where Gargle comes in. It's basically, do you want an expert marketing team working for you who know what we're doing? So you don't have to worry about that. In all these things we're talking about in video, but in every way, that's kind of our job.
Gotcha. Okay, that's interesting. So awesome, Rochelle. I appreciate your time. And if anyone has further questions, you can definitely find her in the Dental Marketing Society Facebook group. Or Rochelle, where can they reach out to you directly?
We do have a messaging board on our website where you can chat with us at gargle.com. Or you can go to any of our social media to give us a direct DM or a chat. So there's several ways you can reach out to us, and we'd be happy to answer any questions or even just give you advice if you just have a question. We're happy to share the knowledge.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. So guys, go in the show notes below. You can definitely reach out to Rochelle that way, or reach out to anybody at Gargle. And don't forget that everybody here gets an exclusive deal if you do decide to enroll with Gargle. And Rochelle, thank you so much for being with me on this Monday morning marketing episode.
Thank you. Appreciate it.